Hello everyone, and welcome to another episode of Dreamcast. Be you. We have all heard this many times. Just be yourself. If they don't like it, who cares? Just stay true to you. Live your truth. You know, different phrases like this sounds so easy. Like, you don't really walk around and think, let me be myself right now. Well, I don't think that. But there's a lot of depth to statements such as be you. A lot of times we don't realize the personas, the facades, the masks we wear in different situations with different people as we encounter different experiences. We tend to conform ourselves to fit certain situations, people, and places. We may have a work self. We may have a relationship self. We may have a by ourself self. And they may all take on different feels, different masks. Now, while we are ourselves in these different situations, sometimes we may not realize that we've started to hide too much of ourselves in order to please others. And then we lose sight of who we truly are inside. And that's when the statement, be you, really applies. Years ago, I noticed that when I was in certain situations, I was not performing as me. I had become a version of me that really wasn't me. It was just a me I had formed to fit the situations I was in. And it wasn't until certain experiences brought it out that I started to realize, that's not really you. You don't really like that. You don't really feel that. You don't really believe that. Why are you doing this? Why are you acting like this? When that's not really what you are inside. And then years go by when you start to analyze. Well, I started to analyze who I truly was. And I would start to let more of me come out in my dealings with others in those situations and places where I was wearing masks. And the freedom and feeling of being was so beautiful, because you are starting to accept, and not only accept but project you out, and the reception is so much greater. Not that that's why you're doing it, but it is a side effect. The acceptance is so much greater because people are really seeing you. And it really helps you in relationships and different situations that you may or may not want to be in, because you start to see that the people that really like you, that really love you, will gravitate towards you. And those that aren't for you will distance themselves. They'll just weed themselves out and move away because they aren't aligning with your true self. And we all need to really evaluate the situations we are in, the people we deal with, and make sure that we are being ourselves, because it really does save time and heartache, because people will know what they're getting into right away. I mean, imagine if we could really know who someone was from day one. It would save so much time, because you know, I don't really like that, and it's not something I can compromise with, so I'm gonna move on. Or someone can see us and interact with us and think, wow, I really like that. I don't really like when they do that, but I can live with that and accept that. And so I would like to continue to have interchange with that person. So you see how we can develop better friendships, better relationships, better work environments, better situations overall, because the more we are ourselves, the easier it is for us and others to know what we really want to interact with. Now, of course, when we meet someone for the first time, there's a bit of a facade in a way, because we're not going to obviously just reveal everything about ourselves. But being yourself doesn't mean you have to reveal all of you. You can still be private, but you still can be a private you until a situation progresses where things can be let out in layers, so to speak. But still remaining true to you. And it also helps, because if we realize it's something we can't deal with another, it doesn't necessarily mean they're a bad person or they're no good. They're just no good for you. And that's something, another thing that we can learn to accept, that I've learned to accept, that just because something isn't right for me, it doesn't mean it's not right for someone else. Just because I'm not someone's choice, that's good that I know that early on, because I'd rather know then than later, when a relationship gets to a certain level and or a business arrangement or a work environment, you're at a certain level where now you're deep in, and then it's like, well, you know, I never really liked when you, or I never really agreed to. No, you just get it over and done with at the beginning, because you're so yourself. You know what you will and won't tolerate. You know what you can deal with. You know what you can compromise on. You know the values and principles that you won't let go of. And so it saves everyone time. There was someone I knew that they were so wanting this man to like them, to value them, to interact more with them. And I said, you know, you may have to come to the understanding that maybe you're not for him. And she looked so disappointed. And it's like, I know that's hard to hear, but it's not really a bad thing when you think about it, because don't you want to know that now? And don't you want to be with someone who wants to be with you? And if they don't, that's fine. It's no negative on your character. It's just you may not be the right person for them. So you move on. And then you find someone who is right for you or aligns with you better, and the relationship will obviously be better, because it's not being forced into, oh, I want you to like me, so respond or take me out. It's just we get along, we want to interact more, so we do. So it can be hard to hear that you're not for someone or they're not for you, but it's better to know that, because like I said, it saves so much time and heartache later. Because if you start compromising on things that you don't want to compromise on, or they start doing it, resentment will build. And we all know that we're not going to like everything about everyone we interact with, even the person you get along with best. But there are things we know we can compromise on that we don't or won't have resentment for. And then life is a lot simpler, a lot less stressful. It's just something I was thinking about because I had posted something on my Instagram story about it's okay to have boundaries and keep some things to ourselves, but we don't want to hide who we truly are, because then how can we know someone truly loves us? I hope everyone is having a wonderful, positive, energy-filled day. Thank you for listening to Dreamcast, and please send me a message. Send me a message on Instagram or here, wherever, to just let me know what you thought. If you have questions, if there's something you want to discuss, you want me to discuss on here, I'm open to hearing it all. Thanks again. Have a great day. There's a reason we are generally drawn to children. You ever watch a child playing and expressing themselves verbally and physically, and they have no concern for what anyone around them thinks or feels? They're just being. They're just being. They're not sitting there thinking about what others will think, how they'll be judged, how they'll feel. They're just being themselves. And unfortunately, as children grow, their parents, not with negative intent, try to conform their children to fit others, to fit places, to fit society. No, you can't say that here. No, you have to be quiet here. No, you can't tell them their dress is ugly. Simple things, but if you think about it, there's so much truth and honesty that lie in children. They express themselves without prior thought, without consent. They're innocent. They don't intend to hurt people when they say things. If they saw something they didn't like, they just say, "I don't like that." And an adult may smile and just look away, but what happens is we start to form facades and masks that sometimes become attached to us and are very hard to remove and take off. Why do you think we see so many quotes and posts about letting your inner child out? You can't, or you have no reason to tell a child to let their inner child out. It's out already. We start out. We start free. We start open and honest. And slowly, we're caged. Now, of course, we have to be tactful in our dealings with others. You're not going to walk up to someone and just say, "I think that's ugly," because that can be rude. And this is the things that we want to teach our children. But there's a way to be tactful, to express ourselves in wisdom and maturity, and to express ourselves as ourselves, knowing when to fully express and when to keep things private. And of course, that takes time and it takes discernment and it takes different things for different people, because we're all trained differently. We're all raised differently in different environments and by different people. But it's, when I see children, excuse me, like Jaden and Willow Smith, I see mature children, but I see free children that were allowed to express themselves as themselves, but were also taught how to do so in love. And while everyone may not agree with how they do things, we can't necessarily disagree on the fact that they seem authentic. I mean, I don't know exactly what they may be hiding, if anything, but they seem genuine and authentic, and usually we can pick up on people like that. My reason for bringing this up is just because I to go along with what this episode is about, being you, being me, we can learn so much from children because they are themselves. And it's not until years go by and they start getting older that they start putting on masks, because they are taught to. So we can take a lot of advice just by watching children and seeing how they operate. And if we have built ourselves around others and forgot or lost who we are, we can now start to reveal some of those layers and let people in so that they can truly know who we are and know if they like and or love us. And we can develop better, more authentic, genuine connections, better friendships, better romantic relationships, better work relationships, better families, because we know when to be open and honest, when we need to dial it back, when we need to speak something with tact, with discernment, with wisdom and love, which we always want to try to express ourselves with and interact with others with. But it was just something I wanted to touch on, because it shouldn't always be that we have to release or let our inner child out. We should be allowed to just be ourselves. If we want to go to a park and play on the swings and monkey bars at whatever age, we should be able to do so and not care about what other people think. Because you know what? People are truly going to judge you no matter what. Whether you're open, closed, hidden, people are always going to have something to say. So let what they say be what's you. And if they don't like it, they can move on. And if they do, and we do, and we align, then maybe something can grow from there. I thought it would be good to share some ways in which I was able to be more of who I was and who I am. while this took time, years in fact, there were ways in which I was able to reveal who I truly was. And I did it in small doses. For example, if someone, if the old me, someone invited the old me out and I didn't really want to go, I would still go. And I would try to figure out how to leave early. I'd not want to engage because I didn't really want to be there in the first place. The revealing me would say something like, you know, I really had other plans. I was planning to relax at home today or whatever, but maybe another time. And in that way, I was slowly saying how I felt. It wasn't hurtful, like, I just don't want to go. Even though that's what I'm thinking, there's still a way to be honest while using discernment and tact, of course, but still revealing our true intentions and feelings. Letting people know you like something or you don't like something. You know, I really like when you blah, 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 or I really don't appreciate it when you this, and it makes me feel this way or that way. That way you can weed out who is for you and who is not. What is for you and what is not. If I wanted to use an accent to say something, I would just do it. Before, I might have thought, no, I can't do that in front of them. But as I started to do it, the thought would go away, the prior overthinking, and I just would do. If I wanted to freestyle to a beat I was banging out on the counter at work, I would just do it. And now, it's so funny, now me at work is very different than the old me at work, because I don't think before I do certain things like that, like maybe do a strange dance or use a funny accent or start freestyling or whatever. Because I just do now, I can't even imagine what it's like to think about doing it. So I've become more of myself, and people really appreciate the genuine and authentic nature that I project, because it is me. How I express myself, even on my Instagram, changed because I was not so concerned about how people would judge me, what people would think of me. And while, of course, I don't want to project anything negative, I know that I am not negative within. So in that way, there's no way negativity should come of what I express. So if I wanted to show myself dancing to a video, dancing to a song and show this in a video, I would do that. Some I may post, some I may not. But it's just me showing me. If I wanted to express myself through poetry or something I felt, I would do so. If I wanted to post myself doing an accent or making a silly video or whatever, I would do it if I wanted to. Some I might keep to myself, but the people that ended up connecting with me through social media and or in real life were people that I really would interact with in real life, because these are people that are drawn to me, the authentic me, the genuine me. And like I said, it really helps you weed out who is for you and who is not, what is for you and what is not. And in that way, you are sure to have more depth and feeling in your relationships and your work environments and anything you encounter, because what's for you will be attracted to you because you're putting you out. And it makes me think of someone I knew who was vying for this guy's attention. He wasn't really responding to her through text, and she was just texting him how interested she was in him and wanted to go out, but he was really being kind of wishy-washy with his responses. And I said to her, you know, don't take this the wrong way, but he may just not be interested in you. It doesn't mean you're not interesting, but you just may not be to him. And that can be a hard pill to swallow, because it's like, why would you not find me interesting? And I like you, so why not? But we're not interesting to everyone, and everyone is not interesting to us. But how much better it is to find that out early in a relationship, early in a work situation, that this thing is not really what I want. This is not really what I'm into. Because later on, if you force that, it comes out later as something you didn't really want. Now, we know things that we can compromise on, that we can deal with, but if it's not really for us, it's just not for us. There are so many connections, friendships, very close friendships that I have now that I would have never had I not been who I truly was. And there are some that I was able to avoid because we stopped aligning, or we never aligned in the first place. So it's so important to just be us. Let your you out. If you want to belt out a tune in front of your friends, in front of whoever, go ahead. It's not harming anyone. You're just being you, if that's what you feel like doing. When I was younger, when I would be riding the train to junior high school, I would tell so many jokes. I was like a comedian. My friends that I rode the train with, the bus with, they knew that I was going to keep them laughing the whole way. And some of them were the dumbest, silliest jokes ever. But I wanted to tell them. And it made them smile when I did it, because it wasn't that they were all funny. I mean, some of them were funny, I'm not going to lie. But they just enjoyed me. And so our relationships thrived because it was like, we're just being. I really didn't always have that facade in front of the people that I knew were for me. And it comes out in so many ways. It comes out in our attire. When we're true to ourselves, we dress ourselves. When I say dress ourselves, I don't mean physically we know how to dress ourselves. I mean, we dress as us. We dress to show who we are in expression. We are this beam of authenticity, and that's something hard to find in the world we live in, where people are genuinely them. Sometimes how I come off to people can come off rude when I am being me, because I may say things in a very blunt manner. No, I don't like that. No, I don't know what you're doing. What is that? Oh, I can't stand that. No, I don't want any. Some of that brashness comes from my growing up in Brooklyn. We tend to be very blunt and honest and open with how we express ourselves. And I have learned to do that with tact when I need to. But sometimes I just want to be like, no, I don't want to. No, I don't like that. And the people that need to value that. They value and know that they're going to get me 24/7. Sometimes I may be quieter, but that's still me. Sometimes I may be more expressionful, but that's still me. There's that saying again. Those who matter won't mind, and those who mind shouldn't matter. So just be yourself. be you and the right people, the right things will align with